All right. Well, John, thanks for watching To Be or Not To Be, and I don't mind your rating, and it sounds like you liked it a lot. So what can I complain about? But you said that we only have serious war films. Dean's staring at me right now. He's like, why are you talking to nobody? I'm not talking to you. I thought Inglourious Basterds was a good, like, almost slapstick movie. It perfectly mixed. I mean, obviously I would say that, but it perfectly mixed the humor and the, you know, the war element. Dean liked that. He started smiling. All right. And I don't mind big, little serious stuff, just like I don't mind the red and the white, you know. There's lots of different ways to film a war movie, and I know you know that, but just want to chide you. And I want to also chide you. I mean, talking about good slapstick, you know, war movies, what about from 42? You got Buck Privates, man. Another great, great war film, even though it's about the absurdity of joining the battle. But anyway, yeah, I've been catching back up, so I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of writing from you guys. Put the quiz up, John, so you need to, all you guys, except for Cheddar, you need to do the quiz. Come on. I take time to write these fucking things. What else? I saw Jeff and Chris and Cheddar at Graham's farewell party, and it was a great time. Minus the fact that I got chided for really badly for liking Benjamin Button and for liking The Departed and defending the end. These guys are making it sound like it's a bad movie because there's a rat on a railing. Pathetic. I hope I can argue with these morons some more later on. All right, love you all. Goodbye.